being enforced, or it simply is that there's simply ways to work around what you have in place so that the abuse still happens.
Doss says the man who issued the legislative audit on the payday lenders in Utah, it shows that 32 of the people frequently use payday lenders and 14% defaulted on loans within weeks of borrowing money. Doss says a nationwide database could help curb the problem. Donald Trump is fading in the latest presidential polls. Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
The Hillary Clinton post-convention bounce is sizable. CNN shows her with a 9-point lead over Donald Trump, who stopped quoting poll numbers today and started complaining.
We're running against a rigged system, and we're running against a very dishonest media.
Meantime, Trump's causing problems for fellow Republicans refusing to endorse John McCain or House Speaker Paul Ryan for re-election.
This is an act of political warfare by Donald Trump. He has decided to withhold his endorsement of House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator John McCain. Both face tough primary battles in the weeks ahead. Both of them have endorsed Donald Trump and are taking lots of arrows from the left and the right across the spectrum for doing so.
ABC's political analyst Rick Klein. And we have breaking news, a potential bombshell just reported from the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. secretly organized